Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to Russell in Texas. Let him finish up. He was over in the first Gulf War. And again, it's an extermination program of the Iraqis set up a long time ago. Saddam was a known U.S. government asset trained by the CIA, just like bin Laden was. And they put them into regions to destroy the regions and make sure they're not first world. I mean, I'm not saying it's a sign of progression of a country, but they were first world. More women, more rock and roll stations than the other Arab country. Malls, more women graduating from college. In fact, 60% of the new doctors were women. They weren't wearing the headdresses. Our government doesn't like that. And when Muslim extremists don't run things, our government goes and puts them in. Just like our government finances for 50 years the comic books and the textbooks in Mexico, our government pays for it, along with private foundations like Ford Foundation, to tell the Mexicans the Southwest belonged to them. It's a way to break down the country and bring us into the North American Union. Again, I was on talk radio in Houston this morning on one of their big stations, 950? The Pat Green Show, and I was listening to ads during it. They had Rick Perry going, "I've got tough on the border, I'm blah, blah, blah." It's just all lies. And I heard a Sean Hannity ad about getting tough on the border for his show. I mean, it's a joke. They're not conservatives. They're a joke. I'll talk about that later. Russell, go ahead and finish up. Then Lewis, Dave, Don, and others. Go ahead.
I'll try to make this quick. America left its borders over 100 years ago. And you see these big Fortune 500 companies, which are the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, we take over countries so they can move in and take over and displace our jobs.
Well, see, they have, in order for them to maintain their wealth and their power, they have to be able to sell their weapons. And if America was to withdraw from the world and come home, actually, then their weapons would not be in use and they wouldn't be making any money. And that's basically like you hear about praying to the gun god. Those big super corporations, if you do not pray to them for your weapons, for your particular country, they'll go and sell their weapons to another country and use them against you.
Oh, no. They won't sell them. They'll give them with advisors.
Yes, sir. And I would just like to say it's like wag the dog. It's like mission accomplished. Just because you see people on the TV waving flags going, "Woo, we all came home," like in World War One, World War Two, and all of that stuff, that doesn't mean that those people came home. That's all staged. And I would
agree that they'll always march as a victory parade on an aircraft carrier or down Broadway in New York, and it's all total bull.
And I would like to say the only way to get out of it is like the Declaration of Independence. People don't know this, but the Declaration of Independence is a legal document. The preamble to it about assuming the just powers of the earth is a human being withdrawn from the corporation which claims to be human and declaring that you are human in the earth. You don't know how you got here, but you're here, and the earth is kind of like your mother. It created us all. And that is the legal way.
Well, no, certainly, for those that don't know, that's the heart of corporate law. They're claiming their corporations are people, but they don't die. They just go on. They're mafia syndicates.
Right.
And then they claim that we are vassals of the corporate state. They trick us into signing agreements, but we've gone so far down this parallel system that they've now removed the old common law system, the constitutional system, and we're now purely on the vassal system. And you try to tell this to a cop or a bureaucrat or the general public, it's like speaking Chinese to them. We're going to have to teach them the language of the elite. And it's, again, for people tuning in for the first time, it's, again, that's what George Orwell wrote about. We can hardly communicate with you now. You've been so dumbed down. We're here talking about veritas. That's Latin for truth.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. And you, folks, you better learn this language. Even if you're just greedy and self-centered, knowing this language will help you get financially sound. It'll help you make money in the stock market. It'll help you in business. That's how the elite does it. See, they have the knowledge and keep it from you and use it to control you. We have the knowledge and give it to you to free you. You understand the difference? All right, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, lusting after the truth.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
+1 800-259-9231 is the number to join us on air. Coming up in about 22 minutes from now, we're going to have some folks on from Project Censored, the top 25 stories of the year, just briefly talk about some of that. Then open phones yet again in the third hour. Air America, which is on a whole bunch of stations, even though they've gone bankrupt, they're still heard by millions of people, invited me on for 20 minutes in the next hour, and I can't turn it down to reach a new audience. So Jack Blood, for the first 20 minutes, graciously in the next hour, will be sitting in covering news, doing a news blitz, some of the news we haven't covered for you. So the first 20 minutes of the third hour, then I'll be back. In the first hour, I got into another huge study, studies in the U.S., studies in England, all showing that cell phones, microwave radiation, is destroying sperm. Destroying their tails in 30% of the cases, deforming them in 50% of the cases, general deformation and damage to DNA. And, of course, that's just studying the sperm count dropping another 30% over the 50-plus percent that had already happened. And I'm just saying, does anybody care? Are we going to stop using these? Or are we going to wake up to how it's causing all these brain tumors? Or does anybody care? And then, of course, the big news, U.S. says more GIs may need, trying to talk too fast, says more GIs may be needed in Iraq. U.S. enable war games off Iranian coastline and provocation, which could lead to war. I'll cover that after I get to some more of your calls. Lewis in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Wanted to just mention a few things. I've always known as a child that there's something wrong with the world, and ever since then I've been kind of on a quest, a spiritual quest, to find something that was fulfilling. And I feel that in being exposed to the information that you present, that I'm being led to the truth about what's wrong, and I finally feel like I'm...
Well, that's right. Nothing will set you free like the truth. Not these little religious cults, not drugs, not women, not power. Fighting evil and knowing how the world really works, that will set you free. That will empower you.
Exactly. And I feel finally that I've found my purpose in life. And just want to let you know, encourage you that good will win, evil must fail. And our victory emanates from the spiritual realm. Death doesn't affect, physical death doesn't affect our victory. And that's why we shouldn't be afraid of the enemy. And you've awakened me and many others, and because of that, you're blessed. And
well, thank you, and I am blessed. I wouldn't be here. People ask me every day. People say, why do I mention this on air? Because I get asked 10 times a day. No, I mean, I'm not kidding. Walking the dog, at the mall, at a movie theater, at the grocery store, at the hardware store. Well, hey, Alex, why are you still alive? And I was on this Houston radio show, and the guy's like, why are you still alive then? Why are you still alive then?
Right.
And it's number one, because God's in control. Number two, they don't want to make me a martyr. You know, it would only make more attention be focused on what I do. But you know, they still kill people regardless. And, you know, it is. But I'm not afraid of he who can kill the body. I'm afraid of being a soulless, chicken-necked yuppie.
Exactly.
Who at the end of my life meant nothing.
Exactly. And I just want to let you know I aspire to be as influential and effective as you. And I'm looking forward to being able to do that soon. And as far as the mobile phones, I haven't used one for months now. And when I do get another one, I'll definitely use that hands-free setup and encourage my family and friends to do the same. And just want to say thank you for everything. And we just need to combat our tendency to be attracted to convenience as far as the mobile phones.
That's right. The beast system, it's all there. It's fast food. It's fast communications. It's everything's easy. But there's coming a time where they're going to make us all use it. I appreciate your call. And it was great to hear from you. Oh, you had something else to say?
No, I just was thanking you for everything.
Well, thank you, sir. You don't need to thank me, though. I'm just doing my duty here. In fact, they call it the post-humanist, and they're very influential, and they're all over the place. And they're saying, well, at first you don't have to take a microchip communications implant in behind your eye, but you'll need it for communications and jobs. And, well, you don't have to take a chip in your skin, but you'll need it for certain jobs. Or, well, you don't have to join the military. Well, now there's a draft, you've got to. They're openly already made special for my cousin, who's in Iraq right now, very close to that ammo dump that blew up, but he wasn't in the list of dead. Thank God. Again, he'd make fun of me, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and then he came to me and he said, he's a lot older than I am, been in the military like 19-20 years, I don't know. And he said, you know what? They called us in at a military meeting at Fort Sam Houston. And they called him in there, and it was a room of about 100 officers, and they said, we'll all be getting chips within 2 years. Well, now I've seen him, and he won't talk about it. He acts even weird. He goes, I'm just not going to talk about it, because he's got it, folks. And now he's so scared, but loves the system. I guess he just decided to buy into the Matrix, and he re-upped. Oh, please send me back to Iraq. I love it, because he likes to, I guess, fly around shooting at people out of helicopters. It's just such an adrenaline rush, you know, at beach deer hunting or hog hunting, and it's what he's been. I mean, he was there in the first Gulf War. He was there in operations before that, all sorts of secret operations all over the globe. He just volunteers. Oh, I want to go. I want to go breathe DU. But he had some weird pang where he was here in town doing some sneaky thing out at the airport, some merger with the mainline regular army with the guard, some spook operation out there. He was out here for a year. He wanted to come over for coffee, and he seemed all concerned, but real secretive. Yeah, they did tell us we're going to be getting chips. Well, now we've got it confirmed. They're getting chips. Special forces and other people in key areas. Remember the Mexican Attorney General? First it was 18, then it was 160-something. It was in ABC News. Anybody who could get into the restricted areas of the Attorney General's office in Mexico City had to get a subdermal chip. The doors don't open unless you have it. You see, it becomes a prerequisite. And I've had the scientists on. They go, you're going to be forced to take it. You know, we'll just send social services over to make you take it. Or, okay, well, you can live if you can feed yourself somewhere without it, but everybody's going to have it. And this isn't decades away. This is a few years away. Now, as we told you, the thumb scanners would go in. Now, most of the school districts are putting in thumb scanners to get school lunches. No cash allowed. You've got to pay cash and have it put into the data bank, and you thumb scan to do it. You want to get into Disney World. You want to get into the theme parks. You want to get into the Sea World. Got a thumb scan, hand scan, face scan, and wear RFID bracelets. You want to get into the Mall of America up in Minnesota to ride the rides. Got to take the RFID bracelet. The grocery stores are putting it in. Home Depot's putting it in. The tanning salons are thumb scanning. The new gyms are thumb scanning. And you'll sit there with some ditzy, you know, gym chick behind the counter going, sorry, want a membership, it's what you do. What's wrong with that? Some meathead will walk over, got a problem, that's the policy here. It's a policy to inject all those steroids, too? Just dropped all my articles now, they're all out of order now. I mean, again, it's creeping death. They make it so easy. Oh, the cell phone fries your reproductive organs and fries your brain, admittedly, and it only heats your brain up. It causes massive brain tumors, but enjoy your brain tumor. Again, I'm going to keep doing it. I mean, it's just, it's a habit. They get you in a habit. In fact, I lost my hands-free a few months ago. I say I usually use it. That's not even true. It was in there on the couch in the office. It's gone now. It's a hassle to learn how to use. When you use it, the phone rings quick. You want to put it on. Because with that, it's a tiny radio signal. You know, it's just picking up the microwave signal via some type of radio link. And, you know, the power that it's generating in its reception, because any receptor also actually generates a wave, it's not bad for you. It doesn't even pierce your skin, the studies show. I mean, maybe 20 years of it might have some effect, but there's a lot more radiation, you know, in the sun every day. And that's what it is. And it'd be like being in the sun 4 hours a day. That's what a cell phone does. Radio frequency and microwave frequency causes the water molecules to rub together. That's what heats up the cup of coffee in the microwave. I'm already digressing. I just can't believe how we're just dying. Here, it's just we're killing ourselves. We can't stop. We won't stop. I haven't stopped. Now, I do keep the calls down to about 1 minute. And it takes 5 minutes for it to heat the brain over a degree. And, I mean, they've recorded someone using a cell phone for an hour can get a 2-degree increase localized in the brain tissue. So you might want to alternate two sides of your head. Well, it's like the police. Conclusive evidence that the radar guns fry their goods. And it's not going to stop them. They're going to keep sticking it down between their legs. It's like I'm going to keep using a cell phone. So, you know, we knock people who won't fight the open borders, who won't fight gun control, who won't fight the tyranny. It's just there's so much of it. We have to, like, totally recognize how it's all around us. They get so comfortable, our cell phones are like our little friends. I even catch myself looking at my little black Motorola Razr like it's my little friend. Oh, my little friend has phone numbers and pictures of my family in it, and it helps me call people when I need to. It's cute. Flips open like the communicator, you know, that Captain Kirk had. Oh, it's so good. It's so wonderful. All right, we'll, I'm going to jam Lewis and, let me talk to Lewis, Dave and Don and others in here. We got some guests coming up. Oh, boy. Just get conscious. Get conscious of what's going on around you. Get conscious of the cameras. Conscious of the illegals.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 25th, 2006. Gold opened at $581.10, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $612.53. Again, that's $612.53 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You know, I always said I would go on Fox News if they invited me, but five times the last year they've shut me up and canceled it. This time they called, I just gave them other people's phone numbers. I just said, you know what, I'm not going to be toyed with by you people anyways. It's basically, it's a government operation to begin with. And it was going to be taped. I don't trust that. I'll debate anybody anywhere if it's not taped. But I don't know why I'm telling the story. I never shrink from something, but Besides, this new film I'm making is much more important. I got to budget my time, folks. You ought to see it. I'm like working during the 3-minute breaks here. I'm not bragging about it either. It's like I'm crazy now. It's like all I do is work. And then when I'm at home trying to spend time with the family, all I can think about is work. And all I can think about is how I'm living in a freak show here. I mean, poison, food, radiation, phones. I can't stop using phones. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Dave. And Dave, where are you calling from?
I'm in Manitoba, Alex.
Welcome, sir. That's Canada.
That is Canada. Sir,
what's on your mind?
It's a definite pleasure to speak to you. I have a couple comments.
Nice talk to you. What's up?
I liked your centralized hegemon comment yesterday to Mr. Baker. It was well placed, very well placed. And I'm just wondering, are you familiar with Anatoly Galitzkin?
Yes.
Have you ever read his book, New Lies for Old?
Yes.
In it, he actually discusses the Bilderberg Papers.
I had forgotten that. I read New Lies for Old. I'm going to be honest. I scanned New Lies for Old. I can read something for enjoyment, and it takes me like 2 weeks to read it because I read like a 20 pages, you know, 30 minutes when I snatch time. I scanned New Lies for Old, and I don't remember a lot of it. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, in the Sino-Soviet split in Chapter 16,
yeah,
he actually discusses how the Soviets obtained the Bilderberg Papers from 1958 or 59. I thought that might be of interest because of the movie that you're currently making.
Oh, listen, the other day people misunderstood me. I said, I need people to help me with research, and people are calling in going, well, Alex, the North American Union's this. I know what it is. I've been covering it for over a decade. But, yes, exactly. I need help with all the stuff I haven't seen or I've forgotten about or documents that I had or photos. Or I need, yes, just everybody. Send me everything on Bilderberg you've got. Send me every article, news articles you saw. You know, we got people down at the library. I've never taken on interns, but we are now. People, you know, but we don't need people to hang around drinking coffee with us at the office. It's literally a war room. We've got some of the local, well, the guys with the new American Citizen Group that are just taking action, taking the bull by the horns, rampaging around Central Texas, fighting the enemy at point blank range, rallies every week, movies every week, showings, marches. They're down there at the microfilm with my cameras doing it. But yes, I need help. I need help. I mean, I'm literally pouring myself out to get this done because time is so short.
Okay, excellent. I'll send that to one of your compatriots.
Exactly.
There.
I've got it somewhere, but I have an entire garage full of all my personal junk, and I think it's in there. And then I have two storage sheds full of documents, and I'm not whining. It's just gone crazy. It's like I'm in the trenches with enemies stabbing at me from every direction. I'm trying to stab them, and I need help here.
I understand, sir. As well, I got a comment regarding your statement that people get nothing from cell phones. Actually, I think they're addicted to the social networking aspects of cell phones.
Well, yeah. In fact, people will sit across the table, also young people, communicating with each other over text in the same room. We're addicted to iPods. Frankly, I am. It's sick.
Yeah, they get a rush from getting an email or a call or a response to a statement. It's a total addiction.
Well, it's some type of weird nonverbal communication, and I got good friends who will not take my call, but they will, Hollywood people especially. I get their text messages every day, and they want me to sit there and text them. It takes longer to text somebody than it takes to talk to them.
Yeah, but the people that do text, man, they're super quick. It's because they're super used to it, right?
Exactly, and I'm not. I'm like sitting there pecking at it one finger, and I'm just...
Two more statements there, Mr. Jones.
Sure.
I like the Bumper Zeppelin music. Absolutely love it. And I think I heard Orion from Metallica yesterday on your show as well. And just a comment about Colonel Mandel House. I consider him the Donald Rumsfeld of the early 20th century.
From right here in Austin.
Right there in Austin?
Yeah, he's from Austin.
I never knew that.
Now, the UT practices at House Field. And now they've built a giant indoor bubble stadium for them for their lordships to practice.
You're in the heart of the New World Order there, Mr. Jones.
Well, I'd say we're a big lymph node of it. I'd say New York's the heart of the New World Order. New York, London, thank you for the call. You recognize this music?
Not at all, sir.
That's the Acoustic Rebel Yell. I appreciate your call. We got guests coming up. More of your calls straight ahead. I will get into the Iran situation. If the water don't rise at Bear Creek, we'll be right back.
We We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Phones and more news in the third hour. For the next 30 minutes, we are joined by two of the men behind Project Censored. In fact, Peter Phillips started it, and Andy Roth is one of the head honchos over it. And they do a great job each year with the top 25 censored stories. I mean, you want to really get an idea of what's going on. I can't think of any one better place to get a big overview with a lot of specific details, kind of in little factoid info bundles. It's a great read, great coffee table book, great bathroom book at the office, because you can, you know, just easily read three or four pages on each of the 25 issues and really find out more than you'll find reading 20 or 30 other books. And so I'm always glad to have them on with us. We'll go to them in just a second. Before we do that, I'm now carrying the new DVD. It just was released Monday. You can get it at InfoWars.com. It's America, Freedom to Fascism by the famous Hollywood director and producer Aaron Russo. And we had Aaron on, of course, Monday. It's available at InfoWars.com for $19.95. And when you get it, if you'd like, for $9.95 more, you can get my new film, Terror Storm. And Terror Storm is a two-hour-long film with 68 minutes of extras from our famous 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium held in Los Angeles in June. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, all of the admissions of it, Then we get into 7-7. In London, we get into 9-11, and we get into the fake news, the propaganda, Bush buying $1.6 billion in fake news. We get into the torture. We get into the unitary executive and the dictatorship and the Edward Bernays-style propaganda they're using against us. So be sure and get Terror Storm. Even if you already have Terror Storm, get it's such a good deal. Get American Freedom to Fascism and then get $9.95 more. For $29.95, you get both films, my friends. That's, over 5 hours of material for $29.95, and give the Terror Storm as a gift if you've already purchased it. Again, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and go to Andy Roth and, of course, Peter Phillips. And gentlemen, just in a nutshell, both, instead of going through your lengthy bios, what is most important for us to know about each of you? You first, Mr. Roth.
I'm an assistant professor in sociology here at Sonoma State University, and really interested in how news stories are put together, how the practices that journalists engage in shape news content.
And you, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I'm Director of Project Censored and have been for 10 years, and we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. So the Censored 2007 is the 30th list of the most important news stories the corporate media hasn't covered.
And you can find that in bookstores. Has it hit shelves yet?
It's all over the country, and then online at projectcensored.org is a good place to do it, because that supports the students here that do the research.
Absolutely. You know, I scanned through this year's. I just got it yesterday. I always read it, again, as a coffee table book. And, of course, I won, I guess, second place back in 2004. I was flattered by that. But in this one, I'm just curious, do you guys cover the fake news buying of Bush, the $1.6 billion, or did that get enough coverage where you didn't cover that?
It's actually, we wrote about it in the chapters, and we were very aware of the GOA report, and we wrote about it in last year's book. And we talk about it all the time. I mean, $1.6 billion, and that was through July of 2005. The Clinton administration there last year, they did like $30 million. So we're seeing a massive increase in PR firms.
And
PR firms are consolidating.
Yeah, well, I'm coining the term propaganda placement. Because a lot of this is more than just spinning it as PR, as they've tried to do. That's why the accounting office ruled it as illegal, each case of it, very serious, because they're actually buying off reporters with this, too. I mean, everybody heard about Armstrong Williams, but he's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's really true. And we know about all the reporters down in Miami that were being paid to write anti-Castro stories now, and so we know that the CIA had what was called Operation Paperclip that goes all the way back to the 50s, where they had key reporters in the big papers that were their contacts, and they would plant stories with them that they wanted to get out.
You mean Mockingbird, right?
Mockingbird, yeah.
Yeah. But again, you're right, those two were bundled together. Let me just get your take on what you think the most important, I mean, obviously it's an order of importance, but what do you think the most important censored stories were? Just, you know, give us a shotgun view of it, a brief synopsis of maybe the four or five top ones, if you can, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, the number one story is that the future of the Internet, the debate over the future of the Internet has been largely ignored by the corporate media.
Yes.
So that's a real freedom of information kind of issue. Number two on the list is that Halliburton has been charged with selling nuclear technologies to Iran, and that's one of several places where Halliburton shows up in the top 25.
Let's spend time on that for a moment. Mm-hmm. I've said it's like Rumsfeld's the devil, Terminator genes, he's behind it. Aspartame in the food, 9,000-plus products in the drinks, breaks down into formaldehyde, wood alcohol at 87 degrees after 1 hour. He's behind arming with the reactors in North Korea in 96, 97, ABB chairman. I mean, literally, arming Saddam in 83, 84. Literally, every time I turn this over, it's them. And then, yes, Halliburton giving the nuclear components to Iran, actually using sanctions with a loophole where only they could sell to Iran and Iraq. Can you speak to that?
Yes. I mean, this is The number two story is one originally reported by Jason Leopold, an excellent source here. And he had sources at Cheney's former company, Halliburton, who are saying that as recently as January of 2005, Halliburton is selling key components for a nuclear reactor to an oil development country, a company based in Iran. So through 2004 and 2005, Halliburton is working closely with the vice chairman of the board of directors of Oriental Oil Kish to develop oil projects. They're working on natural gas. All of these are elements that would contribute to Iran's nuclear capabilities.
How do they get away with this, Professor Phillips?
Well, they're Halliburton Products and Services, a subsidiary of Halliburton out of Dallas, and it's registered in the Cayman Islands. So it's exempt under Clinton's original executive order back in 96 that said there would be no further investments in Iran. So they've been getting away with it for a decade.
And, of course, why don't the Democrats run ads with that? That's confirmed. That's even been in a few mainstream publications. How do they get away with that?
Well, it's like saying, why doesn't the New York Times cover it, or why doesn't the Washington Post? The Democrats and the Republicans are both getting corporate money. Lockheed Martin donates to both parties. I mean, we have a corporate government in place in the United States, and there's some people in Congress that are speaking out, but not very many, and they don't get these stories aren't in the corporate media in the U.S.
I know you covered this in the past, but did you cover that it was in Chicago Tribune, but that was it, that Halliburton and DynCorp run white slavery rings now and have open lobbyists in D.C. to stop criminal enforcement of laws?
Well, I've seen charges about Halliburton and slavery or prostitution, particularly in Kosovo. I think, but what you're saying is a little more than I've read.
Yeah, you might have missed that. But that's what I mean. Talk about censored. It was in a big paper twice. The governor talked about it, and then you never heard about it again. What are some of the other issues that are covered?
You know, one of my favorites, Alex, is, and it's really a terrible story. It's our story number 7, and this is about how the ACLU a year ago, and it was just a year ago, actually, today, released 44 autopsy reports that they had acquired from the U.S. military, and these were autopsies done on detainees, civilian detainees, who had died while in custody in Afghanistan and Iraq in 2002, 3, and 4. Now, of the 44 autopsy reports, 21 of them were listed as homicides. These people were murdered while in custody. The other 23 were listed as heart failures. But as you read the autopsy reports themselves, you can tell, and it's clear, that these people were absolutely tortured to death.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've seen photos of it. I mean, prominent people. Electroshocks all over them, burns
well,
all over them.
Well, that's the Abu Ghraib photos. This is different. These are autopsy reports. There's no photos. But they weren't able to acquire
photos.
Well,
in one case, it's a photo of an Iraqi doctor who was at another camp. And I had seen his autopsy report, too, and it did include photos taken after his body was released.
Yeah, I remember that one. But here, this is 44 reports that absolute proof that we're torturing people to death. And AP picks it up. So it goes out to all 1,700 dailies in the U.S., all 5,000 radio and television news stations, and only 12 in the country ran it. So to us, this is shocking.
It is. And I mean, hardcore evidence of a literal torture, murder, assembly line. And the Gonzales memo says they can torture till organ failure, and it isn't torture, it's pressure. So they kill them on accident, and it's not their fault. I mean, this is insane.
Well, yes. And then the government's response to this, they've just ignored it as far as, you know, coverage. But then the corporate media in the U.S. has never covered it again. So AP has never mentioned this, and all the stories about torture, Abu Ghraib, everything else, never mentioned the 44 autopsy reports. It's like it goes down in the memory hole of forgetfulness in the corporate media in the U.S. Then the Congress, this past year, passes an exemption for current military operations under the Freedom of Information Act. So we can no longer get this information.
Also, one of the first actions of Paul Bremer when he was in there as the provisional governor was to make the statistical collection of deaths from cancer, automobile accidents, gunshot, everything, that data ceased to be collected. So that's something very suspicious they did day one.
Well, now we know that the from the last John Hopkins report, which was the second report, that in excess of 600,000 civilians have died because of the U.S. invasion. And this is above what was the normal death rates under Saddam Hussein.
Let me ask you gentlemen both this question. I want to start off with Andy Roth on this, who's involved in this whole project. What is it? I mean, I want to get personal with this. You guys have been studying this for years, for decades involved, you know, scrupulous research. Does it, I mean, late at night, do you ever just lay in bed thinking, how did America go this far? How did this happen to us? Do you ever get concerned for yourselves to see with H.R. 6166 where all this is going and Fox News now every day saying those that criticize the war, those that talk about 9/11 truth, are really helping Al-Qaeda, and we're giving material support to Al-Qaeda, and we need to be grabbed or investigated? If you didn't know, they're now saying that. I mean, give me your take just on the bravado of these people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's easy to look at the top 25 stories this year, last year, the year before, and to feel discouraged and outraged, and those are all real and important reactions. But the thing for me that is highly motivating is seeing that as students come into contact with this kind of information, the way it empowers them as citizens.
Yes.
And, of course, I think we'd all agree that an informed and active public is essential if we're going to have democratic self-government in this country.
Yeah, we've gotten into this position because that was almost extincted. Now I see a burgeoning regeneration of that.
Right. So, I mean, freedom of press is core principle of democracy, and I think one of the things that we see each year is, near on 200 students who take the sociology of media class that Peter teaches and who work with Project Censored as interns, all becoming engaged in that process and empowered through the knowledge. The other people I would say are the real heroes in this are, of course, the journalists, the independent journalists who, on a shoestring and at risk to their own lives in many cases, are digging out these stories so that citizens who want to be informed can find them and hold their government accountable accordingly.
Does it concern you?
I see reason both to be concerned and angry, but also to be hopeful and optimistic because we do see a next generation of students that each year working through Project Censored. Something like 1,500 students have worked with Project Censored in 30 years.
And that's just what you guys are doing. Professor Phillips, I mean, I keep going back to press freedom. You talk about the net. We are cleaning their clocks now, really dominating the mainstream media, starting to erode their supremacy and primacy. But at the same time, they're racing to shut down net neutrality for Internet, too, to restrict. The EU is doing it. I mean, it's really coming. It's not over the next hill. It's 5 inches from in front of our face. It's happening now. You're right. This fight is central. Does it concern you when Greg Palast, the BBC, an American citizen, is doing work for ABC, and they say we're coming to arrest you for taking video of a ExxonMobil chemical plant next door to a refugee camp, there in Louisiana, and then only an outcry causes him to drop the charges? I mean, we're really getting down to the point now where the Houston Chronicle is reporting about FEMA camps.
Well, we've got to report about all of this, and so. In Greg Palast's case, I mean, he can put an email out, it'll reach a million people, then it gets circulated and expanded. They want to shut down that access, but we're not going to let them. There's millions of us that want freedom of information.
Exactly, but it shows that we're not dealing with just good old boy corruption. They really do want to have
a
hard tyranny.
This is a group of very powerful people who want to militarily control the world. The neoconservative group, and we've actually identified them in the 2007 book, and their interconnectedness with the media in the U.S., the corporate media. 237 people, the neocons, the heads of the big military industrial companies that have increased, I mean, 300% increase for Lockheed Martin, Halliburton, 400% increase in their stock since the 9/11 wars started. And, you know, so we're really engaged in that. We really recognize that there's a powerful group of people, but they're a minority. They're a small minority in this country, and the country's moving in the opposite direction. Half the people in the U.S. support the impeachment of Bush and the imprisonment of the war criminals in the U.S. government. So we have a book out now called Impeach the President that's just, you know, brand new, just hitting the streets. Dennis Liu from Cal Poly and I put it together with 22 scholars and Howard Zinn. And these are the kinds of activities that people are engaging in all over the country. And there's going to be big marches this weekend.
That's right. I've got
on the 28th in cities all over the U.S. against the war and against Bush.
That's right. I've got both the books here in front of me. You know, I have faith, too. I know that we are making the dictator act like a dictator, and I think that the collision has already taken place. The problem is we're winning the hearts and minds of the people. I mean, two different polls, 84% disagree and disapprove of Congress. Only 12% agree with Cheney. Democrats are out of favor, too. We have 84% believing they're being lied to about 9/11 and the scientific polls. But the problem is they've still got the power. They've still got the will to launch an even widening circle of conflict.
Well, we're worried about an invasion of Iran or hitting Iran. We're worried about the undermining stability of Syria. And these were all the countries they had identified before they got in power, saying these are the ones we have to contain. And then, of course, there's the big one. That's China.
Let me ask you this question when we get back. Did you ever think, both of you professors, did you ever think that it would get this crazy? Andy Roth and, of course, Professor Peter Phillips, both of them here with Project Censor 2007 in the new book, Impeach the President, The Case Against Bush and Cheney. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. Somebody decided to throw some music in here. I don't even know what it is. Jack Blood's going to be sitting in for 20 minutes in the next hour. I couldn't turn down going on Air America before it goes beneath the waves for 20 minutes talking about Terror Storm. But then I'll be back and I will cover the fleet out there trying to lure Iran into doing something. Will we see a Gulf of Tonkin event or something along those lines? Going back to the two men, the two main men, Peter Phillips and, of course, his colleague, Andy Roth, have come out with this great new project, Censor 2007, in bookstores everywhere now. I should mention Terror Storm hits bookshelves November 1st, nationwide, Barnes & Noble, you name it. Going back to these gentlemen, in closing, I wanted to get a few more of the little things that are in the report, but you know, my question to both of you, and you first, Mr. Roth, where do you see this going? Did you ever think it would get this bad?
Yeah, I think, you know, quickly, but you know, you can go back, we can go back to 1961 and Eisenhower warning the country of a military-industrial complex. So I think one kind of answer to the question is, well, this has been a long development, and we can go back and look at the neocons laying the groundwork for this decades ago. So if we've been paying attention, we, you know, in some ways, realistically, pragmatically, we have to say, yeah, we saw that the signs were there to be read.
They left giant breadcrumbs the size of boulders to follow.
That said, I would say that, you know, that the passage of the Detainee Act by the president last week is deeply shocking to me as an American.
And I think they went too far. It woke folks up.
And I think, you know, but I think, you know, when we say, oh, did we ever think it would get this bad, that sounds deflating to me. It sounds demobilizing. And what I want to, from my point of view, what we're talking about here has always been and will always be an ongoing struggle. It's an ongoing struggle to create the kind of democratic society that we want to live in. And so, you know, we've got to follow the breadcrumbs, as you put it, and we have to push back when the president tries to suspend habeas corpus and other fundamental pieces of rule of law.
Professor Phillips, your take on it?
Well, I think it's very similar. We have a long history of understanding the power elite, but the narrow concentration of this neocon global dominance group within the higher circles of the U.S. is terrifying. And they scared the rest of the policymakers. 9/11 scared them. And, of course, now one of our stories this year is Stephen E. Jones and Building 7 and his, as a physicist, clear understanding that that building couldn't have fallen down because of fires. It had to have demolition in it. And when we look, when you put that together and you start to look at this, then it gets very, very scary.
Yes. In closing, I would want to get your agreement or disagreement with this statement. They broke out. A segment of the elite went wild, went for full global domination, and it finally triggered the sleeping giant to awaken. And I think the sleeping giant has awoken, and I think we will win this thing in the end, but it's going to be a very bumpy ride.
I think that's pretty accurate. We're gonna have to stand up collectively as American people, like the labor movement in the 30s or the civil rights movement in the 60s, or the progressive movement 100 years ago, and united and standing up and saying no to these powerful elites with their top-down agenda is the only way to change this in America.
So one thing I'd add is, you know, insofar as they went wild, as you put it, I think we want to be careful and make very plain. This is a cold, calculated, rationally defined plan. And so it's not kind of a haywire thing. It's a careful plan.
Well, I understand it's a careful plan, but it's still insane. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.